This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The University of Oxford and AstraZeneca say large-scale, late-stage trials of their COVID-19 vaccine were, quote, highly effective in preventing disease, preventing 70% of people from developing the coronavirus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
Trials so far indicate if people are given a half dose followed by a full dose, rather than two full doses, protection then rises to about 90%. At the WHO, Special Envoy David Nabarrough welcomed the news.
It's a vaccine that can be stored at fridge temperature for longer periods. It's a vaccine that has high effectiveness in one of the dosage regimes that have been tried out.
The vaccine news follows last week's announcement from Pfizer and Moderna, saying results show their COVID-19 vaccines were almost 95% effective. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The first Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as December 11th. This is what the chief scientific advisor for the U.S. government's vaccine program said Sunday. Moncef Slaoui told NBC's news program Meet the Press that within 24 hours from its approval, the vaccine will be moving to areas where it's needed most. He added 70% of the population needs to be immunized to achieve herd immunity, and he said that's a goal the country could reach by May. Britain must rebuild its economy after COVID-19 with one eye on rising deficit and debt levels, Labour's would-be finance minister Annalise Dodds said Monday, criticizing the government's response to the crisis as wasteful and divisive. Finance Minister Rishi Sunak has promised there will be no return to austerity in a spending plan he is due to announce Wednesday. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union still have issues to resolve in their trade talks, a spokesman for Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday, reiterating the London team wants an agreement as soon as possible. Asked whether Johnson was planning to have a call with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen later this week, the spokesman declined to comment directly, instead saying the Prime Minister's Downing Street office would set out any calls, quote, in the usual way, end quote. Meanwhile, Ireland's Prime Minister said Monday he hoped the outline of a Brexit-free trade deal would emerge by the end of this week, despite what the European Union's negotiator called, quote, fundamental divergences, end quote, at talks. Britain and the EU are trying to agree to terms to keep annual bilateral trade worth nearly $1 trillion free of tariffs and quotas starting 2021, when a standstill transition period ends following Britain's departure from the EU last January. Projected U.S. President-elect Joe Biden plans to name the first members of his cabinet Tuesday, a key aide said Sunday. This as President Donald Trump urges Republicans to help him in his long-shot legal effort to overturn his reelection defeat. Biden has said he plans to prioritize foreign policy in his administration in hopes of shoring up global alliances that have been strained under the Trump administration. He also said he plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, halt the U.S. withdrawal from the World Health Organization, and rejoin the Iran nuclear deal. Monday, European states involved in efforts to end the conflict in Libya threatened sanctions against any parties that harm the fragile peace process. Britain, France, Germany, and Italy, in a joint statement, urged, quote, all Libyan and international parties to refrain from any parallel and uncoordinated initiative, end quote, that risked undermining the UN-led efforts. Their statement said they were, quote, ready to take measures against those who obstruct, end quote, the process, plunder state funds, or commit rights abuses. It did not name other states, but Europe has in the past accused both Russia and Turkey of interfering in Libya. China prepares to launch an unmanned spacecraft Tuesday to bring back lunar rocks, the first attempt by any nation to retrieve samples from the moon in four decades. Beijing is pouring billions into its military-run space program with hopes of having a crewed space station by 2022 and of eventually sending humans to the moon. The China National Space Administration said on its WeChat social media account that the launch was planned for between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. Tuesday local time. The original mission, planned for 2017, was delayed due to an engine failure in China's Long March 5 launch rocket. From Washington, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.